Moving on, presentation now on the proposed expansion of the Wan Chai campus of the Hong Kong Academy for Performing Arts. I think we have quite a large team. We do have a large team.
Yeah, sure.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. We have Elaine Mack and Venus Yu from the Home Affairs Bureau, and then we have representatives from the Hong Kong Academy for Performing Arts, Dr. Hui, Winnie, Rain, and Sam Chen. And then we have ASD, I think, here. Oh, no, Architecture Design Research Group, sorry, AD and RG. Bernard is here. Good. Welcome, Bernard, and Patrick Tam. I think you're going to brief us on these proposals to expand the centre. Who is going to do the talking? Who's going to?
Thank you, Chairman. I'll just be very brief in talking about.
Would you just like to introduce yourself? Sorry.
Sure. I'm Elaine from Elaine Mack from Home Affairs Bureau. Thank you for allowing us to come and introduce our project. The campus expansion project of the Academy for Performing Arts is to address the space shortage and anticipated demands of the Academy after implementation of the four-year undergraduate degree program structure. The project has the full support of the Home Affairs Bureau. We hope to implement the project as soon as possible. So after consulting this task force, the Academy will also consult the Wan Chai District Council, and thereafter, the Home Affairs Bureau will seek funding support from the Legislative Council within the first half of this year. And we hope that after obtaining the funding support, APA can start to have the project, the work started in 2003. And so later on, the Academy will also present this project, and we welcome members' views and any questions. Thank you.
That sets the scene very well. Thank you. Now, Academy, who's going to wave the flag for the Academy?
I'm Herbert Hui, the Associate Director of the Academy. I would like to preface the actual presentation with two points. The project called the On-Campus Extension Project is conceived to relieve the Academy of pressing space shortage. The Academy, the existing campus was designed and built to accommodate 600 students. Now the Academy has close to 900 students. So this is for educational purpose primarily. The second point is that as the project is called On-Campus Extension, the project will be carried out simply on site within the boundaries of the campus. And the presentation will further explain the significance and the impact of this project on the surrounding and etc. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much.
Who's next? Chairman?
Bernard, yes, please.
Yes, so may I continue to explain to you more information and the proposed design for this project. As you know, this is the site of the Academy. And for years, the Academy has been contributing not only to the education of the related to performing art, but a very good venue where public have enjoyed and has become also a place where both performers, artists, and students have the opportunity to become almost a hub in the Wan Chai area. Now, in fact, as you can see here, in this particular campus, they have been trying to make good use of the site where they have already been public open spaces, and these have all been maintained. What we are thinking of is to have some additional classrooms, some workstation, labs and studios. Now the location where we are thinking of having an extension is from this angle is a site here. And therefore, we are sure that the Harbourfront Commission will take interest in this, and therefore we take the liberty of presenting early to you and to show how, in fact, what we are intending to do would provide also a good response to the need, not only of the academy, but also of the community, as well as Harbourfront response. Now, looking at the site plan of the academy, so this is the current site plan, the Victoria Harbour, and then in front of us would be, we notice the open spaces in front of us. Now, the site that we are thinking about is, in fact, a site over here. The reason is because, we will, of course, maintain all this non-building area as well as areas which are open for the public use, as well as passages within the campus, as well as MTR Tunnel Reserve. So the area we're thinking about is not a very large development, but is to make good use of the area and also to enhance the facilities. So the extension area is the area now, as you see on the screen, color light blue over here. And you can see here, doing this extension, we can expand our facilities from the academy's current area. Now, in fact, this is the gray area is the existing academy, up to a height of 33.87 meters. Adjacent to us, we have various development, and nearby, we have the art center. So what we're thinking about is a development extension, and here, besides the academy. Now, what we're proposing to do is also, by so doing, we also give a better response to the adjacent area. Now you can see here what we're trying to add are some classrooms, some studios and workstation. Now they will be arranged in a way that on the one hand respond to the current architectural layout of the academy. But also one thing is this is not just like a flat facade. We have indentations as well as terraces, and so as to break up the mass of the proposed addition. So various roof terraces will also be formed. So this would provide, in fact, a softening effect even to the existing mass of the academy, which was built in those times. This is quite a solid facade. So we take this opportunity even to open up the facade, add more, a few terraces. Despite the addition, it will provide a more transparent and hopefully a welcoming facade. Now, this is the current situation viewing from the harbour, and this is the art centre, and this is the academy, as you can see on this photo here. Of course, behind us, there are other various development. So somehow, that's a variation of building heights. And then the existing building is very solid. So what we try to do here, this is the extension up to 54.8 meters, but in a certain way we have a stepping arrangement and then open up various slot windows and then provide some more transparency. And this we hope that on the one hand complements the existing building and also provide a good response, and then also would from the waterfront this is something that would blend into the overall situation. So as I was mentioning here, there will be various roof terraces, and then and the building also in a way is broken up. Rather than it's a large mass, we hope that that would complement well. And then from the waterfront promenades, that will also provide a pleasant setting to the overall area. We've looked at in this proposed projects, we won't have any traffic impact. The visual impact, as we have shown here, would be keeping to be a relatively small footprint building. Of course, we adopt various green features, including stepping roof terraces, and try to be respectful to the surroundings. And together with such additions and facilities, we are sure that that would provide further vibrancy along the harbour. I think as just explained by the Home Affairs Bureau, our intention is to, in 2013, to commence construction. And therefore, we take this opportunity to early approach the Commission and seek your views. And Chairman, this is a quick briefing, and welcome any comments from yourselves.
Thank you very much. I suspect, well, I'm sure there will be general support within the room, but can I ask why you've chosen to, if you like, do the study in almost ignoring the new Central Wan Chai reclamation? Well, you have ignored. Your plans do not reflect the proposals for the Central Wan Chai reclamation. And so this is history, if you like. This is a historic situation, if you like, going forward. We're going to be looking at a very different waterfront and a very different configuration to the one you're showing here. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder why you haven't chosen to prepare the master plan in the context of the way we're heading and the new plans for the Central Wan Chai reclamation.
Okay. We just at the moment show the existing conditions and haven't incorporated into our plan such, but. This is just to let you know the current situation up to our planning in the immediate 1 or 2 years. But in the long term, of course, what we are doing complements the overall long-term plans.
Because I would suggest the simulations you've done to illustrate visual impact don't reflect, you know, what's proposed on the waterfront in the future. So you may want to think. I'm just thinking in terms of you taking this forward. I don't think you can take it forward in the present context. I think you've got to take it forward in the context of the future reclamation.
That's a good suggestion.
Thank you. Thank you. Members, please. Paul.
Chairman, I don't object to improving and increasing the facilities for education and cultural software. So in that sense, I support this proposal. However, I have one concern. And I've been an active user of your facility, not as a student, but as a consumer. And one observation that I have is that the level of service for pedestrians is extremely poor, both inside your property and connecting to your property is extremely poor. I have to walk over the what is designated basically as the EVA. Then I have to walk through and kind of pass your electronic gate to cross the road or to get across, or you know, the access and this. So, and I don't see anywhere in your paper even the mention of pedestrians. You talk about traffic impact, but you don't talk about the pedestrians. So we're not going to have traffic. So people and you know, as in Hong Kong, 99% of the people that come to your site will come on foot. So, Chairman, what I propose is that you know, we may want to support this, but I think that you come back to us with a very clear proposal for the pedestrian circulation inside and outside, and how that's going to work. Because I think it's horrible, and I had hoped that if they're going to do any work on that site, they're going to fix that. And as far as that requires any help from the transport department, they work closely with the transport department to make that all better. But I think we've got to, you know, I think APA got to come back and show us that they care for the pedestrians, which are all of us. I don't think anybody, very few people arrive on this site by car. Everybody arrives on foot, and it's a horrible situation. Thank you.
I think that, again, links into my wider point about tying it into what's going to happen in the on the reclamation going forward. But please, Andy.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Actually, in order to facilitate the academy's expansion and offering more service to the community, I think I'm obliged to support the proposal. But if we look at the whole area in a more macro perspective, following the chairman's concern about the impact or the context onto the whole central waterfront reclamation, I have to ask a question of. Now, according to the urban design study of the whole Central Harbour Fund, actually, The site north to the existing campus actually has been earmarked for the academic expansion. It would be a pity for us not to look at that in a holistic way and look at the whole overall long-term plan for the whole academy. Now, looking at this proposal, the academy seems to be very desperate in finding new spaces for the current operations. But I think now if we can, theoretically, if we can actually implement the expansion site and reserve this piece of land for more greenery and more some sort of improving the campus ambience, I think it would be a better approach. Now, particularly this corner is a quite congested corner and is actually facing directly onto Harbour Road. I know there's some sort of planning or program constraint, but I think now can the academy at least provide us with a better idea of the overall plan, including the site for future expansion on north. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Bernard, I suggest you gather all the comments and then respond collectively in a minute. Thank you.
Well, generally, I think maximizing event space and utilization of new facilities is of course important, and we have to support that. I have no real problem with the design, which has no major spatial impact, although of course, you know, we still tend to talk about impact in terms of architecture, whereas in fact we want architecture necessarily to have a positive impact. I do agree with the chairman's point in having a view of what might happen in future. I still hold out a probably vain hope that the area in front of this could be eventually developed as a maritime museum and water basin, something that we've pushed for a long, long, long time. And we've had strategic discussions about that. I appreciate that's not on the zoning plan. And of course, Paul's right, an island site is scarcely appropriate for such a facility in the first place, and it illustrates exactly what's wrong with planning through zoning, where every single site is essentially viewed as being independent and often surrounded by roads. But this is something clearly we have to put up with. I do accept what Bernard has said about the design, and I see no problem at all with accepting this.
Any other comments? Please.
Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, well.
Put it simple. I'm sympathetic with the situation that in terms of sort of space and congestion faced by the academy, and that's why on that basis I'm in support of this proposal, as long as since it doesn't show any negative impact to the environment at the waterfront. Bearing in mind that, yes, Andy is right, there are space out there outside north of it, next to the waterfront that has been earmarked for expansion. That decision or that suggestion was raised in 2006. Now it's 5 years afterwards, and we still have to wait until 2017 until the Central Wanzhai bypass is completed before you can actually build anything on it. Whereas at the same time, each and every degree granting institutions, apart from those self-financed ones, actually have been granted funding and to some extent space to for new accommodations to cater for the double core of students joining the bachelor degree program next year. And as far as I'm aware, APA is the only one that's left behind. So they do have a very urgent need to expand the space available, and on that basis, I'm in full support of the proposal.
Thank you. PY? Thank you.
Chairman, I suppose I myself and some other members of this committee have to declare an interest, because I myself am currently a council member of the Hong Kong Institute of Urban Design, while Bernard is the chairman of Hong Kong. So perhaps we forgot to say this. But having said that, I still...
I think this project's apolitical, so don't worry.
Don't worry.
I didn't know it was a political organisation anyway.
But I think, having said that, I still support this proposal, because I think that this the clustering and the effect of this cluster of performing arts and arts center and so on in this area has a synergy effect, and this should be supported. But as for the detailed design, I would leave it to the good hands of the architects.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
Thank you for the presentation. I do agree the expansion plan of the Hong Kong APA in general, but I do agree with the chairman's and Paul's suggestions on looking at the area as a whole, inclusive of the reclamation land, and also to look at the pedestrian, because many a time I walk from Admiralty, from Wan Chai to the APA, and I do have a problem walking into the APA. Either if I were to cross from the Fenwick Pier, there isn't actually a path where I can walk over. I would have to go all around to the bridge, or I could climb over. If I were to walk over from Admiralty, I would have to climb over the plants in order to get into the APA. So I think we do have to look at the pedestrians, because or else I would have to take a cab and go all around and drive into the APA. So we would have to look at this as a whole. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to comment? Please, Suki.
I am in full support of the proposal. I think the site is a highly constrained site, and I believe the incremental growth or expansion is important, is timely. Obviously, the access for the pedestrian is a kind of medium to long term issue to be looked after, but the proposal should be supported. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to comment? Well, HAB Academy, I think it's clear you have support in terms of the direction. I think as you develop the proposal, I think it's clear that we're looking for an integrated and an inclusive plan which addresses the context and the relativity on the new with the new waterfront. So I think when you come back with your detailed proposal in due course, let's look at it holistically if we can, and particularly address this issue, I think, of pedestrian connectivity, which is a weakness in the present situation. But Bernard, you might like to respond.
Yes, Chairman. In fact, the members have very well outlined the need for not only the academy, but also the overall future planning in the vicinity. But as I think also some members and we have pointed out, this current expansion is a very short, in fact, an immediate, quite a minimal expansion to cater for the urgent needs for the immediate needs. As some members already pointed out, other institutions have already undergone their 3-3-4 expansion. So here is just an interim immediate in the building's development term and alteration and additions extension. So maybe further in the future, I think as members also rightly pointed out, the further integration into the long-term promenade, long-term planning in the area. Maybe I invite the Associate Director, Mr. Herbert Hoy, about preliminary future planning, but of course such have to be tying further with next stage of works to be further developed and carried out.
Thank you, Bernard. Through the chair, say that the academy is aware that, of course, this what we call the Northern Annex, that zone or that part has been earmarked for the future development of the academy, but as far as the academy is aware, we would not have possession, so to speak, of that piece of land till 2020. And that means that, as some members rightly pointed out, the pressure on space shortage for education is so fierce that this is really almost necessary stopgap measure before we can actually have a very holistic consideration for the campus redevelopment. I think as far as harmonizing with the whole harbourfront and all that, I'm sure that when the academy is anywhere near the time to look at that Northern Annex, these will be issues that will be taken seriously. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think our point is we appreciate that possession is some way down the line. It's just we'd like to see you looking at things from a truly from a you talk about a master plan here. This isn't a master plan. This is just a plan for this building. We'd like you ultimately to come back to us with a master plan for covering the whole complex. Obviously it's way down the line in terms of any implementation, but I think we like to look at things holistically, certainly at this task force. But clearly support in terms of taking it forward, we realise there's an urgency. So in that sense, I don't think you need concern yourselves. Please, Paul.
The issue of the pedestrian circulation inside and outside the site is a current issue, which is an issue today, and that should not wait until 2020 to be resolved. It should be an issue that should be resolved tomorrow. And I hope that as you are going to increase the use of this area and attract more people to walk to the area, that it should be resolved today, and it should be included in this proposal, and I'm disappointed it's not here. And I hope that the chair could remind the proponent to provide us with some of these plans soon, rather than just walk away and leave it for 2020.
All right. I think, obviously, pedestrian access and circulation is a concern. Again, not wanting to delay things, but as you develop your design, maybe you could... we can do it through circulation. Potentially you could let us have some plans which show how you're going to address and enhance public access. I think that would be useful.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I think for Paul's concern and caring for the academy, I think it's appreciated. I guess, as you suggested, we will look at this stage improvements or a strategy how to deal with the such as Paul has mentioned.
Good, okay. I think you've probably got a clear direction, support, subject to long-term thinking. HAB, anything you want to add?
Oh, thank you, Chairman. Thank you very much for members' comments. And as the APA has pointed out, like we do have long-term plans for the academy to expand. And I think, of course, when it's nearer the time, we will definitely consult like the commission and also other stakeholders on the long-term use and the overall plan of the academy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The academy want to add anything? Bernard, anything you want to add? Or?
I guess, as we say, these are good suggestions. So anything we will pass back and for your further circulation as supplement.
Thank you.
As soon as possible.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for your presentation. Thank you.